GCSE Biology Paper 2 is coming up, so let's learn about homeostasis. And homeostasis is all about regulating our internal body conditions when an external or internal change happens to maintain optimal conditions for our body, cells, enzymes to all function as they should. For the human body, you need to know about blood glucose concentration regulation, water level regulation, and temperature regulation. Now, starting off with temperature regulation, if our body is too hot, our thermoregulatory center in our brain, our hypothalamus, will recept the change in temperature and say, wait a second, it's too hot. And it will signal to our blood vessels and our sweat glands to vasodilate and secrete sweat. And vasodilation, vaso to do with the blood vessels, dilation, getting wider, means our blood vessels get wider to allow for more blood to flow closer to the surface of your skin and therefore radiate heat from it, therefore release heat energy to the surroundings. So remember, vasodilation, blood vessels get wider, blood flows closer to the skin, heat is radiated off. And the second thing that happened when you were too hot was sweat being secreted. So your hypothalamus signals to your sweat gland to produce sweat. That sweat will go onto your skin and it will evaporate off, taking heat energy with it, therefore cooling you down. But then if you start to get too cold, the opposite will happen. So sweating will stop. You don't want to lose any more thermal energy through sweat. And your blood vessels will vasoconstrict. So vasoconstriction will occur, which just means that your blood vessels, which were like this before, will now constrict, meaning that blood flow is further away from the surface of your skin, keeping that heat energy inside your body as much as possible. And you might start shivering because then your skeletal muscles will contract continuously, generating thermal energy, warming you up. And remember that just like the others, this is a negative feedback mechanism. So when your body temperature got too high, your body reacted and brought it down. If it gets too low, it'll react and bring it back up, and so on and so forth and so on and so forth. That's a negative feedback mechanism, and it's what your body relies on for homeostasis. I'll teach you more about the other processes and everything you need to know for the science paper 2s and the maths paper 2 and 3 in other videos. So make sure you guys follow and keep an eye out for that.